Hello, and welcome to the Warrior Family Ministries podcast. Our objective is to highlight people whose stories make us think about our faith, encourage us to press deeper into God's plan, and remind us that we are equipped to handle life's challenges, for we too are warriors. And so we present stories to help us live our daily challenges and answer the who, what, when, where, whys, and hows, fight our own battles, and be the good and faithful warrior servants that we were meant to be. I am your host, Grace Swartz, and today I am here with Joan Hunter. And Joan is a compassionate minister and dynamic teacher. She is an author and an anointed healing evangelist. She ministers the gospel with manifestations of different supernatural signs and wonders. And in healing school sessions, there are miracle services, conferences. She speaks prophetically and releases personal and corporate prophetic ministry to anyone who's there to hear it. So we are very, very proud to welcome Joan Hunter to our show today. Joan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm excited. Any opportunity that I get to share the Word of God and the miraculous power of God, I am all in.
Well, you heard what I said. I mean, we are warriors, and, you know, we don't all face the front line the way some of our military have or our first responders do, but we are all in a front line battle, whether it's personal relationship issues or healing issues, health issues that we all have. So I want to learn more about your ministry and how you take that healing power of God to believers.
Well, I am so excited about what God is doing. And I'll give you an example, which I think is like so awesome. I recently just got home from France, and I was teaching at the healing rooms of France, the French speaking. Okay.
Wow.
So I was talking to the pastor, and I said, have you gotten, you know, a lot of praise reports and stuff? He goes, no. And this is like a couple of days after the meeting. And I said, no calls, no emails, no. And I'm like, really? Nobody's called? And it, no. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, I'm really having a hard time with this. And he says, you've left us all speechless. They were hoping for one or two people to be healed, not 150.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's like, oh, I got so excited with that. Because, you know, I was saddened because of what they said, you know, that, that it was just, I left them speechless, which I thought was awesome. But on the other side, that they are the people that administer healing around the country. And for them to have nothing and shock of literally what happened. And they left them speechless, which I thought that was awesome once I heard that side of it. And because, I mean, like his main assistant, his wife had to be like helped in, and she got healed of fibromyalgia, and she took off running all around the sanctuary. And that's not normal for French people. They're very contained, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is like so awesome, awesome. And, you know, and like fibromyalgia, people got knee replacements. They got their hearts healed. They got healed of all kinds of trauma, you know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And it was just, and I'm like, really? No calls? No nothing? And I'm like, okay, now I understand. I gotcha.
Wow. Is there something that we need to know? What stops us, Joan, from being healed?
Well, gosh, I have a whole book on that, actually. Actually, I do incorporate it into several of my books. But what I deal with, and just to kind of go back, the year 2000, I went through hell. I was faced with divorce and unfaithful husband in the ministry, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I'm like, and then we get divorced, and 2 days later, I'm diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, okay, I can live without a breast. I can't live with a broken heart.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Oh. So I went after God to heal my heart. And so once he, as I was, you know, washing of the water of the word, so to speak, and I would get cleansed under the shower, and, you know, and just because I could cry as loud as I wanted to cry and my girls didn't hear me, mm-hmm. you know, and I would just cry out to God for healing. And I went after certain areas such as, you know, trauma, worry, stress, you know, betrayal, abandonment, rejection, literally just to name a few. And so my heart started getting better. It was really awesome what God was doing. And, you know, and then I thought, oh, I need to go back, check with the oncologist to see what she recommends. And long story short is they, after 2 hours of examination, they couldn't find anything wrong. There was no more cancer. And they're going, I thought it was on the left side. No, it's on the right. No, it's on the left. And they never could find it. And they asked me actually not to come back because they couldn't explain it. And so I didn't. I didn't. You know, I just got my mammogram. It's just as clear as ever. So praise God. But what I deal with, you know, primarily is what brought on the cancer. You know, what is the trigger for this? Now, PTSD, obviously, it stands for trauma and stress, okay? Right. And it's not just with veterans, but it's with, you know, domestic violence and all that kind of stuff. It could be, like, you know, a huge variety of things. And so I deal with getting rid of the pain and the trauma. Now, for example, I had a lady come to me. I was friends with the pastor, and they said, can you meet with her before the service? And I said, sure. So in the process of meeting with her, she said that she had fibromyalgia and, okay. And the list literally went on and on and on. And so at that point I said, okay, when did this start? 3. And she had, you know, the fibromyalgia and everything. I'm like, wow, 3 years old. So she, normally, I don't go into great detail of what brought it on. Like, yeah, she had a trauma. Okay.
Right.
I usually kind of leave it at that. But then all of a sudden, she just started kind of, for lack of better terms, spilling her guts.
Right.
And so she just started sharing. And she, I can't even repeat, you know, what she said. It was so horrific, the traumas, and in particular, the sexual traumas that she had been through. And just, I mean, on and on and on.
Right.
And that's what brought that on, even at 3. And she's my age. I'm a month older than her, and I'm 66. And so, she was just turning 66 right after me. And so for 63 years, she battled horrific pain in her body.
Mm-hmm.
In her mind, in every area of her life. And, you know, until, you know, Sunday, hallelujah. And
wow.
No more pain, no more trauma, no more. And then what's so cool is the revelation God gave me about you can ask God to erase the pain / erase the memory of the pain. Now, that's like so cool. And it's like where my ex-husband is concerned, the only thing I know his lifestyle now, so that's not something to forget, okay, because he's actually in that. But what's neat is that everything else is totally, completely wiped out. I mean, we're talking totally wiped out. No memory, not menopause. It's just gone. And I'm just like so blown away. You know, and then, like, in addition to that, not only me, but I pray for people that have, you know, like where she's concerned, she didn't remember. She knew that it happened, but the reality of her being there and it happening was completely gone, just completely gone. And that's what's so awesome is that what God wants to do is he wants to totally, completely heal you and even whatever brought it on to heal you of that too. Now, for example, I was in England about a couple of years ago, and this guy, I had a word of knowledge. He responds to the word of knowledge. And then I get him up at the front, and his wife says, in fibromyalgia, if looks could kill, she would be dead. And so he says, I'm not having anybody else pray for fibromyalgia. Everybody's prayed. I've not gotten healed. And he was kind of frustrated and mad all at the same time.
Right.
And so, anyway, long story short is I prayed for him. I said, when did it start? 42 years ago. What happened 42 years ago? I said, okay. 42 years ago, he was, in the military in the UK. And in the military, he shot his first enemy and killed him.
Wow.
And he says, I even have the gunpowder smell in my nose after 42 years.
Wow. I'm going to stop you there. We're going to continue.
Oh, my gosh. You got to be kidding.
Wait a minute. I know. It's a cliffhanger, everybody. Hold on. One second.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Have you ever dreamed of a future that far surpasses your present? Learn the secret of allowing God to position you for more. In Ruth Hendrickson's book, Positioned, she will take you on a journey where you encounter the God of the impossible through the struggles and triumphs of people just like you and just like me. You'll be challenged and encouraged to tackle every hindrance holding you back so that you can walk in your divine destiny. As you discover the depths of God's great love for you, your vision for your life and future will shift as God opens your eyes. He knows your true potential and gives you your identity. This book will show you how to see yourself through God's viewpoint so you can embrace what He is preparing for you. Become positioned to be a person of impact. Ruth is inviting you into an adventure with God where you'll discover what it really means to live from your true identity. Shift the way you see yourself. See God and the potential of your unique design. You will discover the lies that have held you back so you can courageously move ahead in your destiny with God. Where you have been doesn't define who you are, but it is an important part of your story. Ruth will help you discover who you are, both naturally and spiritually, so that you can design a life you can't wait to live. Order your copy of Positioned by Ruth Hendrickson today. Along with your order, you can download the free preview. Positioned is available along with her many other books and studies for individuals and groups at ruthhendrickson.org. Don't wait. Get your copy of Positioned. How to be aligned and empowered in your divine destiny today.
Okay, so we are back with our cliffhanger here with this gentleman in the military. Tell us, Joan, what happens next?
So then at that point, I prayed for the trauma in the name of Jesus. I cursed the trauma in the name of Jesus. I commanded it to go. Then, and I said, and erase all the memories of what happened, the actual event. And then I said, Father, I thank you that you're removing that gunpowder out of his nostril and the cellular memory of that. And in Jesus' name, and I command all the pain to go, stress balls, chronic fatigue syndrome, everything else that goes with it. So at that point, he goes, he says, it's gone. Wow, it's gone. I don't have any pain. I don't have any pain. And this and that. And he goes, it's gone. I know I did it. I have no memory of doing it. I mean, talk about just bawling. We were all bawling, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
And how God totally, completely healed him, resurrected him. And so can you imagine praying for people in your healing rooms? And then every time you go and, you know, and then to take another breath, there
right.
It is right there in your face.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like so cool. I love it.
You've written quite a number of books on this, The Power to Heal and Healing the Whole Man, right? Is that the correct title?
Yeah, I have number 19 coming out, and number 19 and 20 are actually already done written. So we're waiting on publisher's timing and all that stuff.
Well, I want to hear about, don't you have a blanket?
Yes, I have actually several blankets, a couple of different colors, but it's they say on there, miracles happen. Now, we have blue and purple that say miracles happen. Then we also have baby pink and baby blue for babies. We send them to NICU units, and the people go, the babies go home, hallelujah, and not to the funeral home, they go home, and they're like resurrected and just healed. And you know, we just had one the other day, and we pray for the tumors in his brain to go, and all of a sudden this stuff was coming out his orifices, and and it was just like coming out all this junk. It was like, it was so awesome. It was just, it's so awesome. So it's a little bit gross, but you know what? He's set free. So that's good, you know? But anyway, then we have another one that we just came out with this year. It says Miracles Happen for Veterans, and has on there four veterans, and it's the Army Green. And we're in the process of getting it, you know, endorsed by mega people that have you know, movie stars and things like that, that have a lot to do with, you know, veterans and stuff. And they're getting ready to endorse it because they're seeing and hearing about the results of it. So, but anyway, so that's like so cool. I mean, we've had people that have been healed of, actually he checked out to come to one of our services from an institution, and he came to service, and his wife had bought him a blanket. We prayed with him. He didn't have to go back to the institution. He is totally set free.
So this sounds like a tool that we should have in the, Warrior Family Ministries chaplaincy program. When we go out to all of these places when we respond to floods and all of those kinds of things. This sounds like something we should have in our toolkit.
Let me just add to your toolkit. My book, Healing Starts Now, actually has a toolbox on the front because it gives you the tools to go and with knowledge. Somebody asked me the other day, how come people that I pray for don't get healed?
Yeah.
And I said, number one, it's your attitude and what's coming out of your mouth, okay, that mm-hmm. nobody ever gets healed. And then number two is that when you are, faith comes by hearing the word, number one. Number two is study to show yourself approved. Okay, so we need to study. I have phenomenal study tools based on 45 years in the healing ministry that can train and equip you to go out. It's the same anointing because it's Jesus, but the knowledge that I have through experience, I share as fast as I can write books.
Wow.
And, you know, and people are like, wow, I didn't know this. And then they get the books, and then it's like, you know, pretty much everybody they pray for now gets healed.
So it sounds like we need a book with our blanket.
Absolutely. Yep.
but you are telling us that all of us, the common, everyday, faithful servant warriors, we have that power. We can do that.
Well, it's Jesus in us.
Yes, it's Jesus in us. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the answer to your question specifically is yes.
Yes. Because it's our faith in the Lord. It's the Lord working through us and
right.
we having the faith, right? We can only please him by our faith. But knowing that, we can do fabulous, wonderful, and miraculous things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Joan, what is the one thing that you would want our listeners to walk away with? And, you know, even before they get your book or buy the blanket, what is the one tool that you feel they most have to hold on to and use?
God wants everybody healed. It's his desire to heal everybody. And it's like, well, God's using this to teach me. No, man, learn a lesson, get done, be done with it. God did not bring it on to teach you a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got books, he's got his Bible, he has all that kind of stuff that will help teach you and train you. You know, like I had one lady, she's a friend of a friend, she was scheduled to have a double mastectomy. My friend said, would you pray for her? I said, absolutely. And she refused because she says, God's teaching me through this. God put this on me to teach me. And I'm like, about mm-hmm. pride. And I'm like, buy a book on pride. Don't get your breasts cut off,
right,
you know?
Right,
and
right.
So she had her breast cut off, and now she still has pride.
Right.
So now she wants prayer for pride and her breast to grow back.
Right. Wow. Yes, there are definitely, you know, kind of healings in our spirit and our soul that need to be taken care of.
And, absolutely.
And, you know,
because
the physical,
see, you know, yeah, and once again, where I'm concerned is that all the trauma that I experienced that it's not in there. I mean, I've even had a test. Somebody said, get this test done. It'll show the residual effects of trauma in your life. And the doctor examined me, did the, you know, the machines and everything. He goes, you have no residual effects of trauma in your life. He goes, I've never had this. It's like as if you had never had a trauma in your life. And I went, I have, since before I was born. Okay. And conceived in trauma. Okay. And, but anyway, God has just totally, completely healed me and set me free. And he goes, how did you do that? So I said, well, I practice what I preach. So I actually gave the doctor a healing school and he diagnoses and then he prays.
Amen to that.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen to that. We should have all of our doctors doing that for us.
I totally agree.
There is one little line that I noticed in one of your books, and it's take the limits off God. I think that, you know,
The second part of that is take the limits off of you.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for giving us this tool.
Yes, I had one lady, because I talk about the power of your words and authority, okay? So this one lady, she says, I was hearing you, and I realized that I was causing my own blindness. And I went, okay. She says, every time I would look at you or different people like, you know, Joyce Meyer, whoever, and she says, I just can't see myself doing that. I just can't see myself doing that. And her eyes started dimming, and she was having a really hard time seeing. And she heard me talk about the power of your words. She says, I renounce those words in Jesus' name. Cut them off of me. And boom, she got 20/20 vision right in the service without prayer.
Wow. Well,
yeah, totally,
and that,
without prayer.
That is a great, great testimony that we will have to end with here today. But I encourage.
Glory, hallelujah. It's been good.
Amen. I encourage everyone to find out more about Joan, see her book, go to her website at Joan Hunter Ministries. Is that correct?
JoanHunter.org.
.org. And we will definitely be talking to you again. And
sounds
thank
awesome.
You so much. So much for the work that you do, for blessing us today. You have a very blessed rest of the day, and thank you very much.
And thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My name is Louis Blumenthal. I'm in Fort Myers, Florida, taking this amazing course. And the reason I'm taking this course for chaplaincy is because it deepens the relationship with the Lord. And there's some areas that I was not aware that were blocking me from interacting with some other people in distress or not in distress, that I'm starting to learn to manage and be more open, be able to help other people, because now I have less points of reacting on something, and it's easier to understand other people as I'm walking in their shoes, and now I can empathize with them and starting, instead of trying to judge or trying to put together, it's starting to flow. That's basically the reason I'm here. Thank you.
Do you have a desire to be the servant leader you were designed to become and serve outside the walls of the church? Hello, I'm Chaplain Kim Kidd, Executive Director of Warrior Family Ministries. Here at Warrior Family Ministries, we train, equip, and endorse men and women to walk out their purpose. Our mission is to impact families with hope. What does hope look like? It's whatever they need to make the family strong, whether that's a physical need, an emotional need, or a spiritual need. Our crisis-trained chaplains are trained to serve. We are called to become an elite army of chaplains who stand ready to answer the call to serve outside the walls of the church, within our communities, on national response teams, or within our nationally growing chaplain centers. Find out today how you can become a part of our growing family of men and women who have answered the call to join this elite force who is impacting the nations. For more information, check out WFMChaplains.org, WarriorFamilyMinistries.org, or call 910-769-2490 today.